Marjorie Grant, M-A-R-G-A-R-E, Grant, G-R-A-N-T, 2/2/1929. Today is 2/17. This is a 95-year-old woman currently on hospice with congestive heart failure. Since last face-to-face evaluation, patient was hospitalized with urinary tract infection, severe weakness, possible strokes. She is no longer able to speak more than 2-3 words at a time. Her daughter says at about 2 in the morning she starts yelling her daughter's name. Her daughter's quite tired of and very worn out at this time period. She's lost 30 pounds in the past month. She has a 2+ edema and continues to have symptoms of congestive heart failure, period. Her O2 sat's holding up. She's not using any oxygen at this time period. Patient's blood sugars are elevated, continues to have increased blood pressure, and requires clonidine on a PRN basis, period. Patient's daughter tells me that she also holds food in her mouth, has issues with aspiration. Weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition. She's lost 30 pounds once again. Her KPS is now 21.5, by the way. Her other morbidity and morbidities includes heart failure, age-related physical debility, blood sugar elevation. Blood sugars have been labeled, go from 70 to 200 because of the severity of her disease, essential hypertension, and malignant neoplasm of unspecified site. Period. Patient's KPS is now at 30% since hospitalization. She's sleeping a lot, 16 to 18 hours a day. Her blood pressure was 197 over 97. At one time, she had clonidine. The daughter's not able to locate that. This was discussed with our DON, and more clonidine will be sent. O2-SAT was 94% with a pulse of 100, period. Her daughter Barbara is her primary caregiver, who gives the report regarding decreased appetite, increased swelling of the legs, hallucination, not oriented to person, place, or time, severe sundowner syndrome, weakness, severe decreased appetite, aspiration, not swallowing, and lethargy, period. Nipergat patients now sleeping 16 to 18 hours a day, period. Her confusion and change in mental status puts her at 7C, 7 Charlie, as far as her dementia is concerned, period. Overall prognosis is quite poor. Given patient's current findings, recent hospitalization, lethargy, urinary tract infection, weight loss, bowel and bladder incontinency, approaching calorie malnutrition, symptoms of congestive heart failure, blood pressure out of control, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.